from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We dive into what is Royals versus Reds.
Yes, baby. Let's go.
I'm excited about this because multiple things. This isn't a throwaway series where you're like, oh, it's Cincinnati. They're 9 games out. They're 60-61. They're a 500 ball club. Yep. You're playing on the road in a beautiful stadium, by the way.
Oh, have you been there?
No, but I've seen pictures.
Yeah, that's one of the few we haven't been to. That was our COVID year baseball trip, and we didn't get to go. So I've never nattied.
But they're not a terrible team.
Right.
But this is something where yesterday you were kind of given a minor gift. Those annoying Minnesota Twins somehow came back and won with a sacrifice fly by former Royals legend Carlos Santana.
That's a legend right there. Yeah. He's actually hitting the ball. Wow, man.
He did it everywhere but Kansas City.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Trade him to Seattle, and all of a sudden he's hitting bombs, and they goes to Minnesota, and he's like made his career that much longer. But you were kind of given a gift yesterday. You got to take advantage of that. Seattle loses. Boston loses. You're 2.5 above Boston for that third place wild card. You're still 2 games behind Minnesota in the second place for the wild card and in the division. And those two teams behind you didn't do their job. You had an off day. They had a chance to make up some ground. They didn't. Now you play Cincinnati for 3. Go take advantage. Don't look at this as a throwaway series. I know they're not going to, but from the fan base, and this is going to be one of those series. Again, it's obvious. It's late in the season. We're almost to just 40 games left in the season.
Right.
You got to win 2 out of 3 on the road right now. You got to take advantage of a team that you are more superior than. And that's a fact. The Royals are a better team than the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, there's no doubt about it. But I do like what Q said the other day to us when he goes, you know, there's still a quarter of the season left. I'm like, yeah, when you put it that way, it seems like there's a long time left in the season, right? But there really isn't. I mean, it's no longer a marathon, right? This is now a sprint to the finish line. And the Reds do have some good players. I mean, I think we're in for a treat this weekend, guys, with Ellie De La Cruz and Bobby Witt Jr., right? Like, you talk about two of the great young players in the game, two of the great young shortstops in this game right now. Ellie De La Cruz came on the scene, what, 2 years ago or last year?
2 years.
And it's been 2 years already. Gosh. And you're just like, wow, that guy's a player, man. That guy's fun to watch. And then we've kind of had the line of shortstops, you know, since then. Bobby Witt's come onto the scene. Gunnar Henderson's come onto the scene. Like, we've got a great crop of shortstops now in Major League Baseball. And so if you're a baseball dork, like sitting around watching Ellie De La Cruz, that's a lot of fun for me. I like watching when he plays. I like turning on a Reds game and seeing that guy because he just pops off the screen. He runs so fast. fast. He makes great plays. He's got 21 bombs, you know, on the year. He's not as good, obviously, as Bobby Witt Jr. is. He's hitting almost 100 points less than Bobby, 260-something. But this guy's unbelievable. So I think we're in for a really good matchup tonight at that shortstop position, and you're going to see some really cool athleticism on display. I'm excited for this series against the Reds, and as you mentioned, 60-61. That's a losing team. You need to keep a losing team losing, and anything less, Dusty, than 2 out of 3 against the Reds is kind of a failure in Cincinnati, in my opinion.
Especially this time of year. Again, they're a game under 500. The Royals are many games over 500. But again, you go into this series, the Reds are favored on DraftKings, at least. They're minus 142. The Royals are plus 120. But I'm like you, Bob. Like, I love watching Bobby Witt Jr. play. We did a topic like this yesterday, which is, what are athletes that you tend to root for that aren't wearing your hometown threads?
Right.
De La Cruz is one of them.
He is. And if you're not rooting for that guy, then I don't know what it's going to take for you to root for an exciting player, because that guy brings it all to the ballpark.
Right. And he's one of those guys that he does things that you know for a fact no one else can do.
Right.
The guy has an absolute rocket for an infield arm. I mean, last year I think he threw a ball across the diamond like 98 miles per hour.
I thought he hit 100 at one point last year. Yeah.
I knew he hit 98, and they said it was the fastest throw from like third to first that we've seen in like 35 years or some ridiculous number like that. And then you parlay that with Bobby Witt Jr., who's obviously a rising superstar in baseball. You get both those guys on the same field at the same time.
It's going to be like who can outdo who, I think, right?
Yeah, it's American League versus National League, so you don't get to see that a whole lot. And there's a chance there's another matchup we'll see later on in this season where you might get to see Paul Skeens versus Bobby Witt Jr., which we'll get into that a little bit later about two athletes you'd like to see square off against each other. But this is one of those series where it's like you can kind of show on the road, National League team, that you're the better team. And you go take 2 out of 3, and it starts with tonight with Michael Lorenzen on the mound, and it's not going to be a cakewalk of a series. This isn't one where you're like, oh, we're going to walk into Cincinnati, who's 60-61, and we're going to take care of business. Nah, that ain't how it's going to work. But you got to go in there, and you got to kick some ass and do it early.
You do, and you have to. I think, you know, when you start to look at the pitching matchups, I don't want to say tonight's going to be your best opportunity, but the Reds are throwing 3 starters at us that all have ERAs under 4.
Yeah, okay? They're pretty solid.
They're really good in the rotation. Yeah. So it's going to be, can the Royals match what the Reds have going on? Can Michael Waka, can, you know, Singer, who's pitching on Sunday, kind of match what's going on? And then, you know, you look at what's going on tonight with the rotation. You got Lorenzen, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Martinez has got an ERA under 3 or under 4. So they're really good starting pitching that's going on in Cincinnati right now. They've got some really good starters on that team. Can we match their starters inning for inning, blow for blow? And to me, that's kind of what it's going to come down to. I kind of see these games, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I kind of see them as low scoring games. I think both pitching staffs, both the Royals and the Reds, are really effing good. And so when you got two good pitching staffs going out there, I think you're going to see a very, very low scoring type of series. And so you're going to have to try to scratch out runs. Maybe you're playing for one run early in a game against the Reds or something of that nature. But I think it's going to be a really competitive series. And the Royals, man, you want to stay in this thing, you want to maintain, you want to continue to push for the playoffs. These are the series, these are the games that you have to take. You get a break with Anaheim coming up for 3 games. They're not a very good ball club, but then it's back to Philadelphia. You're playing the Phillies coming next weekend. So you've got an opportunity here, a losing team. You've got to take 2 out of 3 from the Reds. A sweep would be outstanding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.